Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is your brother Mikhail Ahmed Smith here from Qalam. If you enjoy listening to our podcast, please donate to Qalam by visiting supportqalam.com. We love being able to share this content for free, and your donation ensures that we will always be able to do so. Each podcast we produce has thousands of listeners, so the support you give to this community in this effort brings immense reward. You never know who will benefit from your donation. Assalamu alaikum.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this gathering a gathering which is beneficial for us, a gathering which the knowledge brings us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a gathering where the knowledge gives us a deeper understanding of our responsibility and our understanding of Allah in general, inshallah ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His love, the love of those actions which bring His love, and the love of those people who He loves as well, inshallah. Ameen. Alright, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So we're at our 10th class, and we are now at like the 462nd stanza of this poem of Sheikh Ahmad Dubamba rahimahullah ta'ala. And Sheikh Ahmad Dubamba rahimahullah, in our last class and up until now, it's pretty warm in here, isn't it? Is it, if we open the door, do you think it'd be cooler? I'm already hot. Underneath my desk, it is a fan. Can you grab that? No?
It's not much cooler, but
Yo, Hudayfa, is Sheikh Abdul Nasser here? Okay. So yeah, inshallah, we just have to be... It's okay, don't sweat, I don't want you to miss. Okay. No, it's cool. We'll... Don't sweat it.
I got the shit.
That's just haters, man. Okay, so listen, up till now, Sheikh Ahmad Dubamba rahimahullah, up till now, was really focusing on our spiritual connection with Allah. A lot of it was about our individual... You can plug to it. A lot of it was about our individual relationship with Allah and our individual connection with Allah. So last week we talked about fikr, which is contemplation and thinking, spending time by yourself, focusing on your own thoughts and your relationship with Allah. That's an individual thing. Before that we spoke about dhikr. Before that we spoke about different types of adhkar and things like that. So alhamdulillah, we spoke a lot about our personal, individual, spiritual connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala up until now. At this point in today's class, Shaykh Ahmad Dubamba rahimahullah, in Masalik al-Jinan, he takes a completely different shift. And he focuses not on our individual relationship with Allah through just our worship of Allah, but rather our relationship with Allah through the creation of Allah. Through the creation of Allah. And what that means is he's going to talk about serving the creation of Allah, helping the creation of Allah, and that becoming your means by which you gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through serving the creation. And so the name of this chapter is Faslun fi Sadaqati wa Infaq wa Silati Rahami. He says it's the chapter or section on Sadaqah, giving charity. And the interesting thing about the Arabic language is that if you look at the word Sadaqah, it means charity. But if you look at the root of it, it has to do with tasdiq or tasaddaqa, which means to affirm. And so what that means is there's a connection between the charity that you give as an affirmation of your faith. Like the charity you give is an affirmation of the truthfulness of your faith. Because siddiq in Arabic language means to be true. And so sadaqa or charity actually is a sign of the trueness of your faith. Because there's a deep, because you can't give unless you truly believe. Because right now I'm taking out this $100 and it's like, Bismillah. Like the only reason I'm giving it is because of Allah. Like other than that, I'm stacking, yo. That's it. I'm stacking. It's for me. Right? But this concept, our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's gonna talk about that, is that we give because this is a trust from Allah. The wealth that we have, we don't see it as ours. Mustakhlafina fi. The truth is that he just gave it to us for a short time to see what you're going to do with it. Because after a few years, my money, Qasim and Kareem are going to take that. Y'all feel me? Kareema, that's my daughter, the little one. Okay, you get what I'm saying, right? Like, mustaqil athina means it's just yours for a short time. And so the concept of sadaqah is that it's a proof of your faith. The second thing is infaq, spending well. And then the last thing he'll talk about is silatul rahim, which is keeping the family ties tight. And now living in the age where individualism is like shoved down our throats, that it's all about you, it's all about you, it's all about you. Even the new Apple shows, man. Like y'all showed me, right? It's all about me, me, me. It's not about my family, nothing. It's all about me. The tradition, the deen, the religion, no. I don't owe them anything. I only owe myself. Whereas for Muslims, we're like, no, I'm part of something greater than myself. I'm part of this ummah right here. Number one, I'm part of my family. Number two, I'm part of something better than me. And I am not just me, but I am a son. That means I have a responsibility to who? Mom and my father. I am a brother. That means I have a responsibility to who? Exactly. I am a father. That means I have a responsibility to who? You see what I'm saying? We define ourselves in Islam, not by our individual. I'm Mikael. I do what I want. No, I'm defined as I'm a son. I'm a father. I'm a husband. I'm a this. I'm that. Like, I am my relationship to other people who depend on me. And the hard part about that, honestly, y'all, is that it makes you sacrifice for other people. It's so easy to live solo, yo. We think that, then later on in life it gets hard. But when you're young, it feels so easy. I don't have to worry about no one else. But that's not how we live. We live selfless, giving for other people. And that's what it means to be a part of something greater than you. So in this section now, Sheikh Ahmed Obama is going to drop some haq on us about spending in the path of Allah. Spending your wealth literally in the path of Allah in sadaqah. So he begins by saying, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أما التصدق مع الإنفاق فجمع الخيرات باتفاق ككل ما يكون نفع المسلمين وصلة الرحم رحمي أيضا كل حين. He says, as for giving charity and spending, فجمع الخيرات باتفاق. Everyone agrees that this is the thing that brings together all goodness. He's saying that charity, your ability to give, is a sign of goodness inside of you. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ says, the example of a stingy person, this is a very interesting example that the hadith says, the example of a stingy person is like a person who's in armor, chainmail, and their hands are up like this. And he says, so they can't reach to their pockets. You know what I'm saying? I can't reach my pocket like this. And for many of us, if it's time to give sadaqahs, we like this. But he says, every time you force yourself to give sadaqah, a bit of that armor loosens. A bit of the armor loosens until your hands can freely give. So that's a hadith. Just the example is that sadaqah, giving, is difficult. That charity is difficult unless you get used to doing it regularly. If you get used to doing it regular, then it's easy to give when people ask and need help. So he says, كَكُلِّ مَا يَكُونُ مَعَ الْمُسْلِمِينِ. It's just as beneficial as things that give benefit to the Muslims. Like doing something for the community has great benefit. وَسِلَةِ الرَّحَمْ. And joining the family ties. أَيْذًا كُلَّهِينَ. All the time. So he's saying these three things have extreme benefit. Number one, sadaqah. Number two, doing anything that can be beneficial to the community. Like, what can I do to better the community? And number three, silatul rahim. Just calling mom tonight, like, yo mom, what's going on? How you doing? How's everything? I was thinking about you. SubhanAllah, the joy that would come to a mother's heart just because you were thinking about her and you called, amazing. We can't imagine the reward. Next section. He says, وَقِيلَ إِنْ حَضَرَ يَوْمَ الْبَارِ وَضُرِبَ الصَّرَاتُ فَوْقَ النَّارِ كَابَدَ الْوَرَى جَوَى وَالْغُمَّةِ نَادَى مُنَادٍ أَيْنَ أَهْلُ الْخِدْمَةِ للمسلمين فأجابوا أجمعين فيؤمروا للجنة مسرعين بأن يقال لهم أمضوا جنة بغير محنة وغير فتنة. It's beautiful. He says, it is narrated that on the day of resurrection, when we're standing before Allah and the bridge is placed over hellfire. So there's something in the Quran and in the hadith called sirat. And the sirat is a bridge. It's the bridge over hellfire. And the Hadith and Quran tell us that every single person has to cross that bridge in order to get to Jannah. This is in the Quran and it's in Hadith. And the Prophet ﷺ said, but it's not that easy. He said that I will be on the other side of the bridge. And as you're coming, I'm going to be saying, Sallim, Sallim, come, you can make it, you can make it. To me and you individually. And then he said, but as you're walking, there will be hooks coming from the hellfire up trying to get you. And the Sahaba said, what are these hooks? The Prophet ﷺ said, those hooks are your sins. Those hooks, and he said, some people will be snatched, some people will just be scratched. Some people will be snatched, and some just scratched, crossing that bridge. So he says, may Allah make it easy for us. Amen. May Allah make it easy. One hadith says the Prophet ﷺ will see a person get pulled, and he'll say, no, no, that's my ummati. That's one of my followers. And the angels will say, no, Muhammad, you don't know what they did when you left. And then he'll stay quiet. He'll stay quiet. Right? But he's on the other side, literally like, come, you can make it. You can make it. So he says that it's narrated that when that bridge is set up over the fire, and everyone is just going crazy at that moment, there will be a caller, an angel will call out, Aina ahlul khidma lil muslimin? Where are the people, ahlul khidma? The word khidma means to serve, right? So where are the people who serve the other people? Where are the people who every week were bringing fruit for other people? Where are the people every week bringing tea for us? Where are those people who serve other people? And subhanAllah, the word khidma is so deep. Because the Prophet ﷺ in a hadith, he said, Sayyidul qawm khadimuhum. That the leader is the server. The one who serves, they're the ones who lead. Not the one that wants to be served. So the way that we as a worldview think as Muslims is we're always looking for moments of khidma. We're always looking at moments to serve, not to be served. And that's the way the Prophet ﷺ was. They were digging the trench of Khandaq. Like this is a huge trench that they're digging. And the Prophet is picking up rocks, alayhi salam. And other sahaba are trying to take it from him. And he's like, no, you're not going to carry my burden on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And I need the reward too. So let me get my own rocks. Let me serve y'all too. And so the concept of khidmah is very deep in the deen. The concept that you're always looking, just you got your radar on, like, who can I serve? Who can I serve? Not the, subhanAllah, sometimes we all go home, right? And we treat like mom and dad and the fam, like, they're supposed to serve us, man. And it's al aks, man. It's the opposite. Like, the mentality of a young Muslim is like, my life is all about serving other people any way possible. Right? And so, he says that as all that's going down on Yawm al-Qiyamah, an angel will call out, Aina ahlul khidma. Yo, where's the people of service? Like, it's going crazy. Imagine, like, it's right now you got the bridge in front of you. It's going crazy. You're like, my hooks are about to grab me. Right? My hooks, I don't know about y'all, but I got some hooks that I'm worried about. You feel me? But he says that the narration says that at that moment, before they even cross the bridge, the angel will call out, where are the people of service? فَأَجَابُ أَجْمَعِينَ. They're all going to reply, yo, we right here. We right here. فَأَجَابُ أَجْمَعِينَ. They're not going to like be all shy. In the dunya, they'll be shy. In the dunya, you'll do, like, you guys don't even know the person that's bringing the fruit every week. Low key. Some of y'all might know. I know who it is. And I tried to do it, but they're like, nah, you ain't, nah, uh-uh. That's us. So low key, the servers stay low key. They don't want to be known. But that's when they get known. It's like, now it's time to shine. You're calling us? We're coming out. So that he says that the angel will call out, where are the people who serve other people? فَأَجَابُوا أَجْمَعِينَ. They all going to respond right away. أَجْمَعِينَ. فَيُؤْمَرُوا بِلِلْجَنَّةِ مُسْرِعِينَ. They'll be told, quickly, quickly, go into Jannah. Go into paradise, go quick, quick, quick. You know, like, you go somewhere and your boy's working the door? A good place. a good place. I don't know.
Whoa. Okay.
So you know somebody at the door, you know? And he's just like, yo, quick, quick, quick. Like, yeah, come on, let's go. like subhanAllah, he says Musri'ina, quick. It's like low key, quick, before everybody else starts going over the bridge, y'all come quick. SubhanAllah, Allahu Akbar. The an yuqalu lahum, it will be said to them, Umdhu al Jannah, go in the Jannah. Bi ghayri mihna, with no struggles. Wa ghayri fitna, that bridge, don't worry, you good. Ghayri fitna, no fitna, no trials, you're good. He says, فَأَخْدِمُهُمْ تُرًّا لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ بِلَا مَنِّنْ وَلَا تَنَاهِ. Okay, very important. He says, so serve other people. Serve people. Mentality, all this next week, from Wednesday to next Wednesday, our mentality is service, man. I'm serving people, whoever I can see. He says, فَأَخْدِمُهُمُ تُرًّا. Serve everyone. Don't be all like selective with your service. Like, I don't like her. I don't roll with him. No, not that. Serve everyone. Turran, everyone. But then he says, Lillahi faqat. Only for the sake of Allah. You're only serving people to please Allah. Bila mannin. With no men. Now, this is very hard. In the Quran, we're one of the major sins, I should say, in Islam, is a concept of mannin. Wala adha. Men is to remind of a favor that you did to someone. To remind of a favor. Men means to remind of a favor that you did. Now, this happens really naturally. Let me tell you, why does it happen naturally? Because, yo, you're my boy, I was looking out for you, I helped you out, and now you're gonna do me like that? That's literally what we say. Like, where, do you remember? Yo, last week, man, you remember? Haram, we can't do that. Why though? Why can't we do men? Because the whole purpose of the deed, was that I did it for Allah's sake, not you. La nuridu minkum jaza'an wala shukura. The Quran says, we fed you, la nuridu. We do not want from you any reward and any thanks. We only did it for the sake of Allah. Now if you truly did it for the sake of Allah, and this person turns around the next day, and ignores you or disrespects you, you did it for Allah. Now what I'm saying sounds easy, and we know how hard it would actually be. But remember, if you truly do things for the sake of Allah, then you gotta keep that in the back of your mind. That I'm doing this right now, it's not for you. It's not for you to look good at me, to be happy with me, to be pleased with me. I'm not doing these things for your pleasure. And even as parents, man, as parents, and I'm taking care of Maria, Karima, like all that I'm doing, if when they get 17 and other, do you remember everything I did for you? SubhanAllah. It's like, Baba, you gave that lecture. I was there. I was like 7, but I know what you said. You said you're not supposed to remind favors. Why are you remind? You did that for Allah. You didn't do that for me, Dad. And see, I know it's like, whoa, this is too deep. Like, because we don't think on this level. But he's telling us every good that service that you're... You know, another thing is you can't get let down when you do it for Allah. Because it's always accepted. You know what I'm saying? Like the appreciation. Who do you really want to appreciate the action? That's my question for you. Do you want people? Okay, you might get it, you might not. But do you want Allah to appreciate the action? Oh, that's cool then. Then you don't got to worry what people say then. I know it's difficult, but it's a part of our deen. And you got to remember that. And the other thing is, don't remind other people that they're reminding you of favors. We always do this. Like, someone does us a favor, and then we're like, well, they heard the lecture too, so they can't say to me, remember what I did. No, you do have a responsibility to be grateful. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever doesn't thank people has not thanked Allah. So that person is wrong. Don't get it twisted. They are wrong for not appreciating the blessing that you did to them. But you can't mess up your good deed by now reminding them of the favor. And our families are full of this, bro. Our families are full of this. It's just like, do we even know this is part of the religion? But you know why it's so hard? Because, like, at the core, we do a lot of these things to people we love because of our love for them, not because of our love for Allah. Do you get what I mean? And then when they don't show that love back, then you have no choice but to say, remember what I did for you? You know what I'm saying? So from now on, I know it's hard, but from now on, check yourself. Check yourself. Before you do the action, why am I doing this? If this person was not to be grateful, am I still going to do it? Yep. All right. Go ahead. Yep. You know, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, right? Radiallahu anhu. I got a lot I want to cover, but khair, inshallah. There's someone who needs to hear this, you know, so khair. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, radiallahu anhu. He's the first Khalifa, Abu Bakr, right? Radiallahu anhu. When his daughter, Aisha, radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet ﷺ, was accused of adultery, right? She was accused of adultery. One of the main people behind that was Mista, radiallahu anhu. He was a cousin or a relative of Abu Bakr. And not only was he a cousin or relative, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu used to pay his stipend. Like, he used to give him money just like monthly. Like, yo, your life is on me, bro. Literally. And then he accused his daughter. Like, he didn't accuse, but he was like spreading the gossip. So when he heard it, Abu Bakr heard it, he's like, I ain't giving him nothing else. And then a verse was revealed about him. And the verse was basically like, where are those people who are giving an oath that they're never going to support people? Do they want Allah's forgiveness? And he said, yes. He heard the verse. He said, yes, now I'll give him double for the rest of his life. Who? The one who accused his own daughter of adultery and spread it throughout the city. He's like, I'm giving him double. Rest of your life, you're good. Your life is on me. So again, everything we're doing is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you see, even Abu Bakr Siddiq struggled with that a little bit. Radiallahu anhu. Okay, so he says, فَخْدِمْ هُمُ تُرًّا لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ بِلَا مَنٍّ وَلَا تَنَاهِ. You know, do not have any men in this whatsoever. And don't stop. Just keep going. تَنَاهِ, we normally stop. Even if you don't do men, then at least you'll stop doing it. Like, if you're helping someone, and then they don't appreciate it, you may be like, I ain't going to remind the favor, but I ain't going to give you tomorrow. You get what he's saying? So he says, don't remind the favor and don't stop either. Some deep stuff, yo. وَكُنْ لِكُلِّ مَا يَسُوءُ مُخْفِيًا وَكُلَّ مَا يَسُرُّهُمْ كُنْ مُبْدِيًا. He says, regarding the community, other Muslims, the community, he says, وَكُنْ لِكُلِّ مَا يَسُوءُ مُخْفِيًا. He says that whatever is going to be unsightly to people, cover that up. And whatever will bring joy to people, bring that out. We live in a call-out culture, they say right now, right? Where you slip up one little joint, Facebook's blowing up on you, yo. They have no chill. And the deen is different. What do I mean by that? The deen is completely different. The deen says, When someone slips up, if that slip up is not harming another person, and they're not like gonna hurt someone, kill someone like that, that's supposed to be covered up. You're supposed to cover them up the way you want Allah to cover you on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And whatever is good, whatever will bring joy to people, oh, that's what you post on Facebook. That's what you share. That's what you make known. That's what you propagate. But we like sharing the what? The tea. We like sharing the tea. Right? We love sharing it. You'd be like, I didn't say it, I just shared it. That's dangerous, yo. That's dangerous. The Prophet ﷺ said the one who shares it is like the one who said it. Like the one who said it the first time. So what does that mean, though? If it's, again, if someone's doing something wrong regularly to the community and people are at harm, that's different. That's totally different. We're not even talking about that. What we're talking about right now is someone slips up. They make a mistake. They do something between them and Allah. The Prophet ﷺ, in one narration, he said, "Man ra'a awratan fasataraha kaman ahya ma'uda fi qabriha." The Prophet ﷺ, so the Arabs before the Prophet ﷺ, they used to bury their infant daughters alive. Right? There's a whole story behind why they would do that. Right? وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ. Right? They used to do this. This was part of their culture before Islam. And Islam came with like, what are you doing? It's horrible. But the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever sees someone's flaw and covers it up, It is as if they gave life to a child that was buried alive. Meaning, you just gave someone a fresh start. You know what I'm saying? You ever see somebody like slip, and then you act like you ain't seen it? And then when they notice nobody saw, they're like, ooh, okay. And they keep going. Right? Like, how does that feel when nobody noticed? You're like, okay, cool, nobody saw that, I'm good. Right? So the Prophet said, whoever sees the fault of another person and covers it up, I didn't see that, no, I didn't see it. Then it's like they gave them a new life, a fresh start. And that's a beautiful gift to give people, man. And so be people who cover up evil, not people who expose evil. And be people who bring out good, not cover good. Shaitan gets us, we do the opposite. The good, we all don't want to tell nobody about that. The bad, oh, I got to tell everybody about that.
Whenever you're talking about the reminders, like, should you necessarily respond? Don't you think sometimes it's better if they understand all that?
Let's come back to it. I got you at the end. Inshallah, remind me, I got you, inshallah. So everyone understand that? Let's go forward. And then he says, وَكُلُّ مَنْ وَعَفَكَ لِإِجْتِدَائِ فَصُبْ عَلَيْهِ مَطَرَ الْأَطَائِ إِن كُنْتَ غِنًا وَلَا تَحْتَكِرِ مَالًا إِلَى غَدٍ لِخَوْفِ الضَّرَرِ لِأَنَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ تَعَالَى وَالَّذِي أَعْطَاكَ ذَاكَ الْمَالَ فَحَيْثُمَا أَكْثَرْتَ فِيهِ تَلَفًا لِوَجِهِ أَعْطَاكَ جَلَّ خَلَفًا. Beautiful word, Sheikh Ahmed Ubamba. He says, وَكُنْ be the person when someone asks you of something, you're the one, he says, صُبْ عَلَيْهِ مَطَرَ الْعَطَاءِ. Be the person who just showers on them the rain of giving. Like when someone asks you, like just shower, give them. And he uses the word shower upon them, the rain of giving. He says, إِن كُنْتَ ذَا غِنَان. If you got dough. إِن كُنْتَ ذَا غِنَان. If you got money. He says, وَلَا تَحْتَكِرْ. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Don't stockpile your money. He says, مَعْلَنْ إِلَى الْغَدَى لِخَوْفِ الدَّرَرِ. Don't hold it all and stack it all back just because of your fear of harm. And so the primary, and he'll explain why. He says, لِأَنَّهُ سُبْحَانَ تَعَالَى هُوَ الَّذِي أَعْطَاكَ ذَاكَ الْمَالَ. He says, because Allah Ta'ala is the one that gave you that mala, that money. Like, you're forgetting who gave that to you. You're forgetting who gave you that money as a test. And the one that gave you it as a test is seeing what you're going to do when you got it. So he says, like, don't forget that it's Allah who gave you that wealth. And he says, فَحَيْثُمَا أَكْثَرْتَ فِيهِ تَلَفَ. As much as you spend for the sake of Allah, as much as you give for the sake of Allah, أَعْتَاكَ جَلَّ خَلَفَ. Allah will give you a replace of that. Yo, this is the thing that we really have to have strong iman on. Listen, Allah never takes, He only gives you. And what seems to be like He's taking is making room to give you more. What seems like taking is just room to give you more. The Prophet ﷺ once was asked, this is an amazing hadith, and it changes how we think. The Prophet ﷺ got a gift of a goat. And he brought the goat home and he gave it to Aisha, his wife, radiallahu anha. And he said to Aisha, you know, give it out. Give it out. It's all good. Give it out. So she started to give it out, and then later in the afternoon, the Prophet ﷺ comes back home. And when the Prophet ﷺ comes back home, he asks her, he's like, how much is left? How much is left? And she says, the only thing is the ketif. She's like, the only thing that remains is the shoulder. And the Prophet said, no, the only thing that doesn't remain is the shoulder. Because what you give remains. What you give in the sake of Allah, you keep, brothers and sisters. What you give is what you keep. What you keep is what you don't get back. You understand that change in thought? So like that understanding gives you a completely different perspective on what's yours and what you keep and what remains. Do you understand? So that's a heavy hadith. The Prophet ﷺ is like, look, what you use is gone. What you give for the sake of Allah, that's what you get back, actually. And so he says, فَهَيْتُ أَكْثَرْتَ فِيهِ تَلَفَ, as much as you spend for the sake of Allah, Allah will replace that. Allah will replace that. He'll give you more. He'll give you more. So he says, فَضَائِلُ الْإِنْفَاقِ. Now for the next like five lines, he talks about the benefits of giving. Now listen, we don't give for these benefits. I'm going to say that first. Like, the benefits we're about to read, we're not giving for them. But the nafs is stingy by nature, yo. Like, the nafs, our nafs inside of us, by nature is stingy. And so by knowing these benefits, it helps you to fight against that nature. Do you understand what I mean by that? But this isn't your primary incentive. Like, the primary incentive is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the pleasure of Allah. So look what he says. فَضَائِلُ الْإِنْفَاقِ وَالتَّصَدُّقِ كَثِيرٌ جِدًّا عَلَى الْمُتَّفِقِ وَفِي الْحَدِيثِ أَنَّ ذَا الْجَلَالِ يُدْخِلُ يَوْمَ الْغَمِّ وَالْأَحْوَالِ بِلُقْمَةِ خُبْزِ وَقَبْضَةِ تَمَرْ وَكُلِّ مَا يَنْفَقُ مِسْكِينَ حَضَرْ ثَلَاثَةً جَنَّتَهُ فَيَدْخُلُونَ فِيهَا بِإِذْنٍ مِنْ إِلَهِ الْعَالَمِينَ هُمْ صَاحِبُ الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي أَمَرَ بِهِ وَزَوْجَةٌ مُصْلِحَةٌ فَلْتَنْتَبِهِ وَقَادِمٌ يَخْدِمُهُمْ وَكُلُّ ذَا تَفَضُّ الْحَكَّرِيمِ رَائِ الْمَأْخَذَ. He says, listen, the benefits of giving charity, the benefits of spending in the path of Allah are so many. And there's so many narrations of it. But he says, there is one hadith that says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter into Jannah on the day of grief, the day of judgment, because of one luqma of khubz, one piece of khubz, because of one piece of bread, or one handful of dates. Allah will enter, that was given to a poor person, that was present. Allah will enter three people into Jannah, because of one piece of khubz. Who are these three people? Because of one piece of khubz. Listen. Whom sahibul bayt? The one who is sahibul bayt. The one who was bringing in the money at home. Whoever it was. Like, it don't matter. Man, I'm going to start a whole nother debate, right? Whoever was bringing in the money. Sahibul bayt. He says, the one like whose money was actually funding that piece of bread. Alladhi amara bi. وَزَوْجَةٌ مُصْلِحَةٌ فَلْتَنْتَبِي. And then the wife, as she was preparing that food, traditionally speaking, right? I'm saying, whatever, I don't know who cooks, right? Some of y'all cook really good. Masha, where's hottest at, man? I'm gonna throw down some barbecue, man. Abasi, yo, you cook, right? Let him know. Thank you, see? We got the Renaissance man here, too. Alhamdulillah. So the Prophet ﷺ said, three people, one piece of khubz. Three people. Number one, sahibul bayt. It's like, man, I worked, man. Sweat off my brow. Right? Then it's, in the hadith says, zawja. She's like, sweat off my brow too. I was tired too. Right? And then the hadith says, wa khadimun yakhdimu. Then they said to someone, here, can you take that over there? Can you take that and give that to such and such? It could be the son. Could be the daughter. Could be a khadim. Someone that works with them. So because of this one piece of bread, three people. You know, I was thinking Nashat, subhanAllah. Nashat's mother at home making the tea. Nashat comes, brings it here. Right? Then someone fills a cup, like, yo, Shaykh, here's some. Three people right there, one cup of tea. His mom's at home chilling. Right? But getting the reward for everyone sipping shot. So three people because of one piece of bread, one small handful of dates, subhanAllah. So he says, وَحَيْثُمَا تَصَدَّقَ الْإِنسَانِ. Now here are the benefits of charity. Write these down because these will help you fight that stingy nature inside of you. وَحَيْثُمَا تَصَدَّقُ الْإِنسَانِ حَفِظَهُ مِنَ الْبَلَاءِ الرَّحْمَانِ. Whenever a person gives charity, it protects them from calamities. So you ever almost get in an accident and your grandma or mother was like, you better go give some charity. That's because the hadith tell us that charity pushes away calamities. Like a calamity was written and it's coming your way, and it's like that sadaqah comes and pushes it away. That charity blocks it away from you. So get used to that sadaqah, man. It's that nice insurance policy, man. وَكُلِّ مَيْتَةٍ بِسُوءٍ تَحْصُلُ كَمِثْلِ إِصْرَارٍ وَظُلْمٍ يُعْمَلُ and it protects you from a evil death. What is an evil death? We always ask Allah to give us a husnul khatima, a good end. What that means is like you want to die in a good state. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to die like when you're messing up. You know what I mean? Like you want to die, and that's meta tasu'in. Like you die right at the moment when you were like in the midst of that wrong action. Subhanallah, the hadith say you'll be resurrected the way you died. You will literally be resurrected on the Day of Judgment in the state that you died. So imagine you die in salah. Imagine you die serving people. Imagine you die remembering Allah. Some beautiful service. And then imagine you die some other way. So he says, sadaqah, one of the second benefit of it is it protects you from mayta tisu. Mayta tisu. Kal kunuti wa qati'il rahami wa baqtatil mawti wa su'il maqtami. It'll protect you from kunut. La yaqnatu min rahmatillah. Kunut means hopelessness. Qati'il raham. Breaking family ties. It'll protect you from that. Wa baqtatil mawt. Sudden death. Sudden death. Like, subhanAllah, to be given sudden death is iffy, yo. Right? Some people, they pass away, maybe you know someone from your family, that we kind of knew it was coming. And that kind of prepares the soul, like, let me do this tawbah because I see it's coming. And then others, it's like, man, he didn't know. What happened? So he says, وَسُوءٍ مَخْتَمِي protect you from an evil end. صَدَقَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ قَدْ تَدَفَعْ سَبَئِينَ مَيْتَةً مِنْ سُوءِ فَعُ. He says, one sadaqah you give can protect from 70 bad deaths. So preserve what I just said. تُتَفِئُ غَضَبَ وَالْخَطَايَا اِتْفَعَ مَاءِ نَعْرَ ذِي الْعَطَايَا. He says, sadaqah puts out the anger of Allah. That's a hadith. And that's why the sadaqah box at the masjid is always full. I was talking to Dr. Shadi. He's like, yeah, man, sadaqah we don't got to worry about. Because every time somebody messes up, they roll to the masjid and drop some money in. And they roll to the masjid, like, poof, put it in. Like, sadaqah's always full, man. So he says, sadaqah tutafi'u ghadab al-rabbi. The Prophet ﷺ said that sadaqah puts out the anger of Allah. So what that means is if you find yourself slipping, and you're like, man, I just messed up. SubhanAllah, find someone, man. Give some sadaqah. Find some way to put out that fire. He says, wa khataya, it expiates sins. Itfa'a ma, he says, it puts it out like water puts out fire. Dil ataya. Fa'iluha yajlisu fi dhillin laha qabla qada'il khalqi 'addim fadlaha. He says that the person who gave sadaqah will sit in the shade of their charity on the Day of Judgment. Wa annaha biha tudaa wal marada wa tughfaru dhunuba ni'mat qarada. He says annaha tudaa wal marada. It's a cure for illness. What number is this? How many?
Eight.
8, 9. Write them down, yo. It's a cure for illness. You get sick a lot? Yo, sadaqah. Boost that sadaqah. Wa tughfaru dhunub. Expiate sins. We said that. Ni'mat qarda. What the best loan to give. It's interesting from the Islamic perspective, sadaqah is considered a loan. It's considered a loan. Like, you didn't lose nothing. You just loaned it for a minute. You just gave it to someone for a moment, and you're going to get that back. Qardan hasana. So he continues. He says, تُطَحِّرَ الْمَالَ وَتَدَفَعُ الْبَلَايَ وَكُلَّ أَمْرَاضٍ وَفِيهَا يُجْتَلَى. تُطَحِّرْ مَالَ. It purifies your wealth. So the concept of zakat, or you guys, everyone knows zakat is that portion of your money you have to give. So the concept of zakat, or that mandatory charity in Islam, is purification of your wealth. It's considered like a purification of your wealth. So he says it purifies your wealth. And he says again, تَدْفَعُ الْبَلَايَ وَكُلَّ أَمْرَاد. He's repeating himself a bit, and he says, and it pushes away all sicknesses. وَفِيهَا تُجْتَلَى. And through it there will be enlightenment. إِدْخَالُ خَيْرٍ وَسُرُورٍ ثَبَتَى عَلَى قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَا فَتَى. Be people who bring joy to other people's hearts. Ya fatah. What he's saying here is, as individuals, you need to be a person who's always trying to bring joy on someone's heart, never bringing evil on someone's heart. Because whenever you bring darkness to someone's heart, the result is darkness coming on your heart. And whenever you bring joy to someone's heart, the result is joy that Allah puts in your heart. Very beautiful thing you have to understand. When you cause any type of grief to someone's heart, that is a dhulumat that comes on your heart as well. And to remove that brings light and joy to your heart as well as you bring more joy to them. Let's keep going, inshallah ta'ala. He says, okay, I'm going to skip a few. وَخِبَّةُ الْحِسَابِ يَوْمَ الْكُرَبِ وَثِقَلُ الْمِيزَانِ فَلْتَحْتَسِبِ. He says the other benefit is خِبَّةُ الْحِسَابِ. Your reckoning will be very light on the Day of Judgment and your scale will be very heavy. Let me explain this concept. So Uthman bin Affan, he was a very, very wealthy sahabi, radiallahu anhu. Uthman was very wealthy. The Prophet ﷺ once saw him in a dream where all the sahaba were moving forward on the Day of Judgment and Uthman was lagging behind. It was the Day of Judgment in this dream and all the sahaba moved forward and Uthman is a great sahabi, a great companion of the Prophet ﷺ, he was still behind. So when Uthman heard this dream, he said, Ya Rasulullah, why was I held back? What did I do? He said, you didn't do anything. It just took longer for your reckoning because you have more stuff. Because he's so wealthy. I mean, how many shoes you got? So what we understand is whatever you have, you will be questioned about what you have. Like, that's our belief. Whatever I have, I'll be questioned. And for those who are miskeen, poor, they have less. And that's why the Prophet literally said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the miskeen will enter Jannah 500 years before they're wealthy. Not for sins, just because the hisab was quicker. They're like, what you have? I ain't have none. All right, cool. It's like you go into accounting, like taxes. They're like, you just put zeros on the box, it's done. For some people, they gotta take the whole day to go to an accountant and then do their taxes. Other people, like, I ain't got none. Like, cool. So that's hisab. Hisab literally is going to take longer. So he says the benefit of sadaqah is it's lessening or lightening, or yes, lightening your hisab, but at the same time, it's making your mizan heavy. That's the beauty, subhanAllah. Lightening your hisab, but mizan is thaqeel. So then he says, I'm going to move forward a bit, inshallah, because there's something important he talks about that I want to talk about with you, inshallah ta'ala. He says, next benefit. فِيهَا اقْتِنَامُنَا دُعَاءَ الْفُقَرَاءَ مَعَ الْمَسَاكِينِ لِمَنْ قَدَ صَبَرَى. He says, the next benefit of your charity is you get the dua or the prayers of the poor. Those people who you helped, when they make that dua for you, that prayer for you, those people who are so close to Allah, they make that deep prayer for you, and that's a deep benefit that we want. فِيهَا تُضَاعَفُ الْأُجُورِ فِي غَدِي لِكُلِّ مَنْ أَخْلَسَهَا لِأَحَدِي. Whoever's giving charity, their rewards are multiplied tomorrow for everyone whose intention is pure. وَاجْتَنِبُوا إِعْطَاؤُهَا لِكُلِّ مَنْ. Pay attention. This is what I really wanted to focus on. We're almost done, inshallah. وَاجْتَنِبُوا إِعْطَاءَهَا لِكُلِّ مَنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ ذَا تَقْوَى مِنَ الْخَلْقِ زَمَنًا. He says, be careful when you give charity that you're not giving it to someone. Make sure you're giving it to people of taqwa. People of righteousness. People of righteousness. People that you know will use that in a good cause. In a good way. Right? He's not saying that we don't help everyone. But he says that, he says, وَاجْتَنِبُوا إِعْطَاءُهَا لِكُلِّ مَنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ ذَا تَقْوَى. Be careful of giving this wealth to anyone who's not a person that has consciousness of Allah. Because why? That money you're giving now is actually going to be used for what? Possibly harmful things. Either to the person or other people. You know this person is on drugs. You know this person is an alcoholic. And now you're going to give sadaqah to them? You know where that money's going. I'm not talking about speculation. Dude on the side of the street. Now, you don't know that dude. You're just assuming. You don't know that dude. I'm talking about someone you know. You know where his money goes. And now you're going to practice all this sadaqah fada'il on him? That's going to the dope man. Y'all know dope man? I don't know if y'all use those words no more. I'm just saying. Y'all still use it?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Some of the stuff from the 90s is coming back, so sometimes I get lucky, you know? So no, seriously, he says be very careful that you choose your sadaqah. You choose your sadaqah. But don't get me wrong, that doesn't mean we're not helping everyone. But it's just about knowing and looking for righteous people to help. Especially because the righteous people normally won't even ask you for help. They won't even ask. You have to look for them sometimes. Look what he says next. وَأَخْبَرُوا بِأَنَّ بَعْضَ الْقَوْمِ قَدْ كَانَ يُؤْتِي شَيْئًا كُلَّ يَوْمِ وَلَوْ قَلِيلًا مِثْلَ كَعْكَةٍ فَقَتْ ثُمَّ تَعَدِّي بِتَصَدُّقٍ غَلَتْ. Okay, he says, and it's narrated that there are some who used to give sadaqah every day. Something small. And this should be our practice from tomorrow. Every day, small. You don't have to drop like $5 a day on people, right? We don't have that, right? But something every day. Every day. Now you just auto-deduct, right? Auto-deduct. Every day something small. He says, وَلَوْ قَلِيلْ مِثْلَ الْكَعْكَةِ. Like, even if it's just a cookie. SubhanAllah. Even if it's just a cookie that you're giving every day. You know, SubhanAllah, like, and that's another thing. We shouldn't be scared to give small gifts. Don't feel ashamed to give a small gift, yo. Don't feel ashamed to give a small gift. And don't feel ashamed to take a small gift either. You know what I'm saying? Like, even the smallest gift is from your heart. It's just, it doesn't have to, some of us wait until, it's like an iPhone. Like, I got a gift for you. Like, yeah, you never got 10 years. Okay, cool. What is it? But if it's something every week, like, just tomorrow you come to class, you go to work, co-worker, family member, bring something small. Bring something small. I started this last week with Qasim and them. I just stop at Walgreens and get like a Kit Kat. Man, they were like jumping off the, I was like, yo, I'm dad of the year, yo. And my wife is like, yeah, sugar, yeah, you killing me. But I brought you something too, don't front. She don't want to say that. Anyways, but the point, something small. A candy bar, what's a, SubhanAllah, but it creates love. It creates love. And so it doesn't have to be big, it doesn't have to be big, it's just that, yo, I thought of this person, yo, I brought this for you. I brought this for you. And so he says, وَلَوْ قَلِيلٍ مِثْلَ الْكَعْكَعَةِ فَقَتْ. Even if it's small, like a cookie, but if you bit the cookie, I mean, he's like, next thing, this is important, listen. He's like, be careful about going beyond in your charity. Now, we're going to talk about what that means. وَصَبْرَهُ بِأَنَّ مَنْ تَعَدَّى بِهَا لِغَيْرِهِ فَعَاسٍ جِدَّى. Okay, in Islam, what we learn and what we're taught by the Prophet ﷺ is that there's a order of who you should give. And what that means is, the Prophet ﷺ said, you're not supposed to be giving to someone who's on like third rank when you're missing out first or second rank people. And you're like, wait, what do you mean rank? I'm going to explain in a minute. But so you're not supposed to be given to those people when these people aren't getting. But we have to learn who those people are, and he's going to explain that. He says, whoever, and their scholars are clear that if you go beyond sadaqah, then this can be sinful. And we'll explain why. He says, وَلَا تُجَاوِزْ بِتَصَدُّقٍ ضَحْرٍ إِلَى بَعِيدٍ وَالْقَرِيبُ ذُو ضَرَرٍ. He's like, don't give charity to someone far off when your own family is right here and they need. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, كَمَنْ تَجَاوَزَ وَنَفْسُكِ كَذَا أَمَرَنَا خَيْرُ الْوَرَى بِهِ خُذَا أَمَرَنَا بِبَدْئِ أَمْرِ نَفْسِ ثُمَّ بِمَنْ نَعُولُ دُونَ لَبْسِ. This is it, we'll end here. The Prophet ﷺ, he said in the hadith, ابْدَأْ بِنَفْسِكِ. Your charity goes to you first. Then, to بِمَنْ تَعُولُ, those who depend on you. Then, to the qareeb family members, then to the further family members, and then to the general community. Why? Responsibility, yo. Prioritize. Like, imagine little man, SubhanAllah, I'm going to say his name, he's going to look over here. Imagine I'm giving y'all sadaqah, and he's like, yo, what about me? Like, who's going to look out for me, Dad? You're giving everyone else sadaqah, but everyone else ain't going to look out for me. So the Prophet said, look, here's the hierarchy of charity. Start with yourself first. Give charity to you first. Hit up the spa, you know. You know, hit up the gym, that's sadaqah on yourself. Start with yourself first. Then your family. Number two. If there's anyone in your family that needs, it's for them. Right? Just hit them up. Cousin, what's up, cuz? How you doing? You know what I mean? First cousins. Then after biman ta'ud, close family. Then after that, further family. And this is something that's... And then the close community, then the far community. What do I mean by that? Like, look, Muslims in America, we need to take care of Muslims in America first, and then worry about other people after that. Because we have responsibility because of how close we are. Some of us are giving sadaqah all around the world, and down the street there's dudes that don't have food from your community. Like, you're not understanding how Islam is set up. Right now, unless, the fuqaha say this, unless the person further is in more need than the person closer. You get what I mean? Does everyone understand that? Like, some people be like, yo, my cousin down the street is getting food stamps, they eating good, but man over there in Philistine, I mean, like, he's on the grind. You know what I'm saying? So in that scenario, when the person far is in deeper need, then the scholars say in that case, then you can do it. Understand? But the general rule is you start with yourself first, then you start with very close family who depend on you, and then you go on to the further family, and then you go on to outside of that. Mother, father, I mean, the Prophet said, "Anta wa maluka li abik." You and your wealth are owned by your parents, meaning the right they have to you. Right? So here, we'll stop here, inshallah ta'ala. But mashallah, man, this was interesting because now he gave us like advice, not just on the spiritual, just like us and Allah, dhikr, meditation. Now he's actually dropping gems. Now he's actually dropping gems on our relationship with the creation and realizing that we get close to Allah by serving the creation as well. Now, before we stop, there was one question. The question was, the person does, you do something for the person and you don't want to do men. You don't want to remind them of the favor, but they're being ungrateful. So he's like, shouldn't you kind of like teach them? No?
Whenever you remind, you were supposed to remind them.
You're not supposed to remind them.
No, you're reminding them, but you don't respond to that, and you're hoping, you know that they're going to understand on their own. Is it better that way? If you know that they...
You got to break it down. You gave the person a favor. You did something for them. Now what did they do? They were ungrateful, right?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yes.
And then after that, what you did? Like, were you like...
You reminded them, but you don't respond.
No, that is the reminder. That is the response. That's where we stop right there. We don't remind them. Remember I did this for you? No. That's the hard part, bro.
They learn on their own.
You going to try to teach them?
No, they will.
So if they're going to learn on their own, then why are you going to bring it up then? Huh? No. I see, you're saying, that's what I was saying. You're trying to say, shouldn't we teach them that, bro, you should be grateful for what's done?
Yeah.
Yes, there needs to be some education that goes on, but you got to be careful from saying, remember the blessings I've done for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, they need to have a lesson in gratitude, generally speaking, but they don't need a lesson in being grateful to you for what you just did. Because now you're entering into reminding favor. It's a difficult topic. It's very hard. Main thing I would say is really, really check yourself before you do good and make sure you're doing it solely for the sake of Allah. And the moment someone is not grateful, that's the biggest gut check of why I actually did it. Yes?
So you said, like, don't stop. If you're not going to remind them, they'll also stop. What if you're enabling, like, their complacency or they're just leeching off of you?
Well, that's a different reason than stopping. That's different, yes. Yeah, he said, what if you stop because you're just, it's making them lazy. That's a whole different reason. Yeah. What charity is? For yourself. Clarify charity for yourself. So basically, Islam says, إِنَّ لِجَسَدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقٍّ, that your body has rights over you. Your body has rights over you. What are those rights? Well, it depends. Your health, your well-being, whatever you need for your own well-being, right? And so for every person, it's going to be slightly different, right? For every person, it's going to be slightly different. But if you're neglecting your own hygiene, your own food, your own, like, house and things like that, and you're giving charity, that's sinful. You get it? Like, if you're not living comfortably, I mean, not super comfortably, but just well, and now you're helping all these other people, well, then you haven't fulfilled the right of your own body. Right? For example, there was one Sahabi who was, he used to give all of his stuff in sadaqah, he was a zahid, he was an ascetic, and another Sahabi came over and he saw his wife, and her clothes were old and things like that, and he's like, what's up with your clothes? Right? And she said, your boy's a Sufi. Like, your boy's like, she literally said, she's like, get your man. Like, he's not giving, he's not taking care of. So that Sahabi said to the other Sahabi, yo, let me come over for a night and spend the night. Right? He's like, all right, cool, come over. When it was time to eat, that Sahabi tried not to eat because he was fasting. He's like, nope, I won't eat unless you eat. Wallahi, I won't. So then he had to eat, he broke his fast. Then it was nighttime. Right? They were going to go to sleep. The dude got up to pray tahajjud. He's like, nope, I'm not going to sleep unless you sleep. Tahajjud is nighttime prayer. So he got up to pray all night. And he's like, nope, if you don't sleep, I'm not going to sleep. So then he laid down and slept. He tried to get up again. He's like, nope, I see you. No, seriously, I'm serious. He's like, I see you. He's like, no. Then it was towards the end of the night, he's like, all right, now we get up and pray. Then a few more things happened. The next day, the Sahabi who hosted got angry. And he's like, I'm taking you to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'm taking you to Muhammad. And then when they went to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they told the story. They're like, see, he was right. Your body has a right on you. Your wife has a right on you. Your family has a right on you. Like, all of those things have a right you have to fulfill. But for each of us, it's going to be slightly different. But you need to fulfill your body's rights before you start giving sadaqah and charity all around everywhere else. Yes? Does it count for things that are not? Yeah, it was. He was saying your body needs, one of the rights was sleep. You're not sleeping enough. He was trying to say you're not sleeping enough. You're not eating enough. Things like that. That was the right of the body. And he was going too far in that, and his the other Sahabi was correcting him in that. Oh, yes.
Chef, I was just going to ask, you know, kind of like what Adi was saying about charity that's not monetary. So when it comes to like providing charity to others, what can happen, I think, is like because of an individual perhaps maybe just giving charity all the time to one person, then they might feel like, okay, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, they feel entitled.
So my question is then would it still apply to charity that's like maybe teaching someone something?
So she brings, Fadhuma brings up something very important. Today's whole discussion was on charity, right? And I only talked about financial charity. But according to Hadith, and he talks about it later, the word charity is not exclusive to financial. Example, the Prophet ﷺ said, and this is not a small deed, to smile at another person is charity. Right? That's not a small deed. Like, it makes you feel good to see someone smiling. Right? And that's a sadaqah. And he used the word charity. At this point, he was only talking about financial charity. The Prophet did teach us, alayhi salam, multiple things that are charities that are not financial charity, but today we just wanted to focus on the financial aspect. He goes further to talk about other actions that are charity as well. By the way, we'll end with this. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a hadith, we'll end with this hadith, that every morning you wake up owing sadaqah for each of the limbs or joints in your body. So from a Muslim's perspective, this hadith means when I wake up, I have a negative balance. And I have to give sadaqah today for every limb of my body to break even. Now you may say, okay, well, I don't get this. What's the point? Well, the point is we wake up in the morning to serve people. We wake up in the morning looking for ways to serve humanity and serve Allah because I'm in debt right now. I'm not entitled to be served. I need to serve so that I get rid of this debt that I woke up with today. And that debt was because of your health and everything you have. Right? Everyone understand? So that sadaqah is not I'm doing a favor to you. That sadaqah is I'm doing a favor to
Allah.
Thank you, myself. May Allah give us tawfiq. This week is our service week. This week is service week. All right? I know y'all got vicar, y'all got ficker, y'all got all this stuff to do, right? This week, all we're doing is serving people. That's it. We're looking for people to serve. And guess what? We're only doing it for Allah. We won't remind anyone. Inshallah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.